Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be getting to start to share with you a new series on overcoming in the area of the mind. And this is an important area. One of the biggest battlegrounds for Christians is the area of your mind. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the Bible says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And the word heart there, when you look it up, it really refers to your mind. As he thinketh in his mind, so is he. The reason is because what thoughts are coming into you through your mind, they are going to be ruling and directing your life. It is important that we watch what kind of thoughts we let come in. In fact, this particular word thinketh here, you look it up, it means a word that means to act as a gatekeeper. As you act as a gatekeeper as such, that is the key to what's coming into you. And you are in your mind to watch out, because whatever you're thinking is acting as a gatekeeper. It's either going to open the door to the thoughts of God, or you can open the door to the thoughts of the enemy. Well, we want to develop the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. You know, Philippians 2:5, he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We want to get the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. And we can do that. You know, the Bible does say, though, in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You can't let your thoughts dominate you and think that you're going to have the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to see a change. We've got to get his thoughts into our thoughts. And we see that this is the work that the Holy Spirit is doing through the Word of God today. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Every single one of us, we need to get in the Word of God and spend time in it. You know, the covenant that God has made with us, Hebrews 8:10, is that he's taking his word and he's putting his laws into our mind and writing them in our hearts. And he says, "I'll be to them a God and they shall be to me a people." And in Hebrews 10:16, it says the opposite. "I'll put my laws into their hearts and in their minds will I write them." You look at 8:10 and 10:16 together of Hebrews, we see that he's going to take and put and write these laws into our heart and into our mind. The word is written in your heart. It's also written in your mind. And we need the word in our mind, because that's where the battleground is with the enemy. The Bible says about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed is a Greek word metamorpho, from which we get our English word metamorphosis. Remember, metamorphosis is the process whereby the caterpillar turns into the butterfly. So we see there's a change in species, and that's exactly what happens in our mind. As our mind is renewed to the truth, we're transformed by the renewing of it to the Word of God, and we're going to change from a person who thinks carnally, according to the ways of man, to a person who's going to think spiritually. We're going to put on the spiritual mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, the Bible says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We've got to put off that old man, and we're going to put on the new man in Christ. How? By the renewing of our mind. We've got to get the word into us. In James chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible talks about receiving the word with meekness. We receive this word, and it's the engrafted word, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. The soulish realm is the area of our will and our intellect and our emotions. As the word is being written in us, in our heart, in our mind, and that is implanted in us, it's making a change in you. And then as you take hold of that and act upon it, it produces the salvation, the liberation from the bondages of the enemy and the attacks that would come against you, and being free from deceitful lust that would try to pull you in to sin. It's important that we get ourselves into the Word of God. Remember in Acts 17:11, it talks about those who are more noble than those in Thessalonica. Those are the ones that were in Berea. They received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. Are you a person who is ready to receive the word with all readiness of mind? Do you spend time in the Word of God? Do you search the scriptures daily about the things of God, and especially to see that the things that you've heard are in line with His word? It is important that you get yourself in the Word of God. God is wanting to open up your mind so that you can have understanding. And the Holy Spirit's been sent to give us that. And the Bible talks about how He will open the eyes of our understanding, and He will take that Word, writing it in our heart. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get the mind of Christ. Now, if you're going to have this mind, you've got to have a humbleness. The Bible says in Acts 20:19, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. We need a humility of mind in our life. In fact, Romans 12:3, the Bible says that we should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but we're to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We need that humbleness of mind, and we are to get our mind filled up with the Word. Philippians 2:2 says that we're to be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. God is at work to get the body of Christ to be like-minded, to be of one accord, to be of one mind, and it's going to be in line with the Word of God. Now we need a willing mind. We've got to have a willing mind that's ready to receive. In fact, in 1 Chronicles 28:9, talking about Solomon, it says here how that he was serving him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. A willing mind. When you have a willing mind, you're ready to receive from the Lord. You have a fervent mind, as it talks about in Corinthians. I'll tell you, God's going to do that work of transforming it. Now, over in Romans 8, the Bible talks about the fleshly mind and a spiritual mind. In verse 5, it says, those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, that's a fleshly ruled mind, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We've got to get a spiritual mind. A fleshly mind is one that is after the senses. You're following things based on what you feel, the way you see, the way things look, the way things are in the natural. If you are after things according to the flesh, and the flesh is a way of life independent of the Word of God. If you're walking after the flesh, you're walking contrary to the Word. You're just doing whatever you feel like doing. You cannot have a mind that is after the flesh. Otherwise, you will be walking as a carnal mind, and it's producing death in you. You need to have a spiritual mind. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnal mind is enmity against God. That means you're an enemy. If you have a carnal-minded attitude, you are actually an enemy against God. Why? For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, if you walk in the flesh, you're producing sin in your life, and you're not pleasing God. And that's because of a carnal-minded attitude. The answer is, get a spiritual mind. Get in the Word of God. Allow Him to transform you and change you so that you will begin to think like God thinks. You want to think on what the Word says in every situation. You know, Colossians 3:1 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. We should be tuned in to the things above, not on the things on the earth. We need to have a spiritual mind. The mind looking at things from God's perspective, from what Jesus has done for us, from a spiritual perspective, discerning things in the realm of the Spirit. Because the devil comes at your mind. He tries to get you to look at things in the natural. He tries to get you to reason things out according to the way you feel or according to the way things look. That is not going to produce the mind of Christ. You've got to look at things according to what the Word of God says. You know, in Psalms 119:59, he says, I thought on my ways, And he said, I turn my feet unto thy testimonies. We've got to think on what God's Word says. In every situation that you're dealing with in life, you need to think, what does the Word say in this situation? If you'll think what the Word says, then, of course, you'll be thinking in His way, a spiritual mind, and you will turn your way to walk after His Word. Praise God. In Proverbs 16:3, the Bible says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Amplified says, roll your works upon the Lord, commit them wholly unto me, and I'll cause your thoughts to be agreeable to my will. Otherwise, as you commit your ways unto Him, and you start looking to His Word, and you're looking to listen to what He tells you to do, He's going to bring His thoughts to you through the Word of God, quickened to you by the Holy Spirit, and your thoughts will be established, and all your plans will be successful in your life. Proverbs 21, verse 5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plentiness, and everyone that's hasty only to want. We need to be diligent to do the things that God has told us to do. Diligent to walk in His ways, and those thoughts that come to you as the diligent one are going to produce plenteousness in your life. 2 Timothy 1:7 talks about how God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. He wants you to have a sound mind. If you don't have a sound mind, then the devil has been able to work in your mind. I'll tell you, the devil wants to get demonic spirits into a person's mind of doubt and unbelief and wavering and depression and all kinds of negativism. I deal with so many Christians who have so much negativism in their mind, and they're just continually having to deal with worries and fears and anxieties and negativism and depression and disappointment and all this negative thoughts that keep coming at them. This is a work of the devil. You need to get delivered from that, and you can be set free. Those spirits do not have to torment your mind, and they will work to try to bring you into bondage. That's why we've got to get a pure mind. We've got to get a mind that's set free from the works of the enemy. And we've got to get single-minded on the Word. In James 1:8, the Bible says, a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. You can't be one minute looking at things in the natural and the next minute looking at things according to God's Word. You've got to get single-minded on the Word and develop the mind of Christ in you. Well, we've introduced this today. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.